Tests are a reality of getting an education. Every course a student takes has some form of testing to determine if the student passes or fails. To pass a test, most students read the required chapters in their textbook, take notes that they can study later, review the notes they took in class, and hope that's enough to get a good mark on the test. Often, however, this is not enough, and students are disappointed in their test results. Students don't realize that there's more to passing a test than they think. Following are some things you can do to help you get the score you deserve on any test you take. The first thing to do is to start early and give yourself enough time to study. Not doing this is the major reason why students fail. You need time to learn any material, so determine how much time you think you'll need, double it, and make a schedule of your study times. Put this schedule on a calendar that you can easily see every day. You can also put this schedule in your smartphone. Then all you have to do is stick to your schedule and don't let anything interfere with these times. More than a few students try to cram before a test because they didn't plan their study times, so they didn't study well enough. Although you may get a passing score, cramming is not a good way to prepare for a test. The reason is if you study late into the night before a test, your brain won't function properly the following day. You'll feel sluggish and you'll have trouble remembering things that you think you learned, so don't put yourself in a position where cramming is the only thing that you can do. The second thing to do is to take breaks. Give yourself a mini break of 5 minutes or so every hour. During this break, stretch your body, dance, or do calisthenics. Then eat a brain-boosting snack such as fruit or almonds, which allows your body to replenish the glucose it needs to feed the brain and keep it working well. Short, repeated periods of study are often more effective than long periods of study. The third thing you should do is to change the location of your studying. Research has shown that if you study in different places, such as in your room, at a quiet coffee shop, or at the library, you don't associate the material you learn with any one place, so it's more easily recalled. You can even study on the bus if you brought your flashcards with you. The fourth thing is something you should not do, which is multitask. Multitasking is doing two or more things at the same time as you're studying. This is a bad idea because your brain can't give enough attention to more than one thing at a time. Give yourself dedicated study time or do the other things at another time. The exception to this is listening to music, which can make you feel more relaxed and help you focus better on the material you're trying to learn. The music you listen to should be wordless, however, or part of your brain will be listening to the words and not remembering what you're studying. The fifth thing to do is get enough sleep the night before a test. According to the National Sleep Foundation, teenagers aged 14 to 17 need 8 to 10 hours of sleep per night. Young adults 18 to 25 need 7 to 9 hours. Adults 26 to 64 need 7 to 9 hours. And older adults over 65 need 7 to 8 hours. Getting less than this amount affects your mental abilities. If you can't get to sleep, try some warm milk or tea. Many students have found that taking melatonin a half hour before bedtime is an easy way to fall asleep. Unlike traditional sleep medication, melatonin is a hormone that your body produces to make you sleepy, so it's a natural aid you can use without fear of addiction.